Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here with Martita Stanton. Martita.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
She's a regular, and we love having you on the program.
I love being here. Thank you for having me.
Such a plethora of knowledge you are. And
I learned so much being here.
I know, me too.
You know, because it makes me go onto the Word, ask the Lord, and listen to the Lord. So I'm learning.
Yeah, me
too. Every day. I love to be, I'm a student.
It's another excuse to be in the Word.
Yes, you know, it's a good excuse.
It's a good excuse. I've been all over the place in the Word, man. I've been looking at Daniel a little bit, mm-hmm. trying to understand some of the chapter 7 and on, some of the prophecies that tie in with Revelation. I've really been trying to get a grasp on end times and Revelation and all of that right now. And that's where I kind of came up with this topic, which I brought the topic today. So Martita's going for a ride with me instead of me going for a ride with her. But, you know, I want to talk about destroying the power of fear, because I think, you know, with Israel at war now, things happening where everybody's like, is this the end? Is the rapture coming? Is this Jesus coming back? And, you know, my response to that is maybe.
Yeah. We don't know.
You know, we have to live our lives every day like Jesus is never coming back, but we have to live our lives like he could come back today.
That's right.
And that's just what it's like to be a believer. But I can assure you that there are a lot of things pointing towards the book of Revelation. There's a lot of things pointing towards end times and wars, rumors of wars. We've talked a little bit about this already. But, you know, the bottom line is this. We have to destroy the power of fear that is going to try to grip our lives as the world becomes darker and darker, as we see move towards maybe even the Antichrist coming forth and all of the things that are talked about in Revelation starting to unfold, which if you really know the book of Revelation, you understand and know that it has already been unfolding and we're waiting for different things to happen. But, you know, there's a lot going on right now that can bring fear into your life.
That's right. But, you know, and the word, as you're talking about Daniel, Revelation, and Matthew, when it talks about the future and things that are coming to pass, he never said, be afraid of the future.
Right.
He always said, be courageous and do not be afraid.
Right.
Be ready. There's
Absolutely.
A difference.
Such a good word.
It's a difference between being afraid and in fear than getting ready for what's coming.
Right. And I think so many times people that are out there that are maybe even listening to the program today, you are afraid because you're not ready.
Exactly.
Get in the Word. Read what the Word has to say. Read Revelation. You know, there's a blessing on those who read the book of Revelation just for reading it. The Bible says you'll be blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And you know, if for our faith to grow, faith comes by hearing, hearing the Word of God. And if we want to increase in faith, okay, faith and fear is both started in the beginning the same way. It's believing that something is going to happen. The difference is fear is believing something bad is going to happen in my life. Faith is saying something good is going to happen in my life.
Right.
And I stand on that. So we are, the future is coming. Revelation is coming no matter what. But how we face it and how we stand on it is the difference.
You know, I can't tell you how many times I've seen people's entire lives just disrupted and ministries of God completely destroyed when people are moved by fear to do things.
Yes.
We've got to be very careful with where the church is at right now, where we're going, where we're leading people as leaders, and what we're saying. You know, people are going to do things out of fear that they would normally never do. Because, I mean, let's be honest, as human beings, we get sucked in by the spirit of fear. We get pulled into it, and it paralyzes us. It takes us over. But I always love good old 2 Timothy 1:7.
Amen for that.
You know what I mean? It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And that's what we have to have as a foundation for our lives in this day and age when we are, you know, being infiltrated by the spirit of fear.
Okay, so the Bible says that the devil goes around trying to find a place to land. Okay, to devour us. There's a healthy fear that means, oh, that house is on fire. I can't go in there. Or, you know, my car is overheated, so I need to park because I'm going to crash.
Or I'm going to blow my motor up.
Exactly. Those fears are healthy. You see what's going on, and then you take advantage, you know, you decide to act on it. But when we are consumed by fear, because we're listening to all the negativity, all the fear, and all this stuff going on, then we open the door for a spirit of fear to get attached to us.
Right.
And that is going to increase our fear tremendously. But listen to this, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. How about if we take the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of the sound mind from the Lord Jesus Christ that comes through the Holy Spirit, and we take a hold of that?
Right.
Total difference in there.
A sound mind isn't afraid.
That's right, because when we're consumed with fear, we can't think straight.
Right.
And we make decisions that are usually wrong because we're acting out of fear. But when we have the power and the love and a sound mind, we make the right decisions. We are total peace, and we can live our lives the way the Lord wants us to live it.
Yeah, so I really feel like we need to, as believers, recognize and understand how to cast down or cast out a spirit of fear in our life, because the bottom line is this, people tolerate fear. They've been trained by the world system to tolerate it. They think it's natural. They think it's just everyday stuff, and you know, they don't resist it because they think, oh, that's natural, and I'm supposed to do that. And then they let it remain in their life, and now it's taking seed.
Yes.
It's taking root in your life. And then fear comes, you know, from the outside. It doesn't come from the inside.
Nope.
So you can, through, you know, the armor of God, you can hold up the shield of faith, and fear, you can, through faith, block the entrance of fear trying to get into your life.
That's right.
You've got to block it. You've got to be proactive against fear, or it will naturally seed itself into your heart through the media, through the movies, through the things that the world system has been designed to breed fear into us.
Oh, you said
got to take authority over
conversations and everything. So, okay, so now you're talking how to prevent the fear to take on me.
Right.
Well, what if I already have that in me? So, so if you are in fear and you know it's, you know it, you feel that anxiety, the, you know, the panic attacks, and not, let's not even go that far. You have that fear. In the name of Jesus, simply reject it and say, I repent, Lord. So this is the prayer. Heavenly Father, I repent for opening the door to the spirit of fear.
That's so good.
Please forgive me. Lord, I receive your forgiveness. And I forgive myself for allowing myself to go there.
Right.
I break the power that I give fear right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fill me with yourself. Fill me with your power. Fill me with your love. Fill me with your sound mind. Mm. And just receive that. Receive it. Just receive it right now. Holy Spirit, fill them up right now with your presence. Break fear out of them. Heavenly Father, show them the truth. Ask the Lord, say, Lord, what is the truth? He will show you the truth. Look up in the Bible. What does the Bible say about fear? What does it say about peace? What does it say about being courageous? Receive that word, speak it over yourself, and be free of fear.
Absolutely.
In Jesus' name.
That is so good, because fear does not come from God.
Nope.
It's not of God, everybody. Listen, fear tolerated is faith contaminated.
Oh my gosh, that is, okay. I like that.
Fear tolerated, if you're going to tolerate fear in your life, you will contaminate your faith.
That's right.
It's a given. And, you know, because that's what fear is. It's contaminated faith.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, look at Romans 10, 17, Martita. It says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you hear something, the opposing faith, that's fear, and that comes by hearing. So what are you listening to?
That's the key.
What are you listening to in your life?
I like the way it says faith comes by hearing, which means it's a action verb that is happening continuously. For my faith to grow, I have to hear and hear and hear the word of God.
Yeah.
Fear is the same way. Fear grows by listening to things that will cause you to fear. Negativity, all this fear that the wars, concentrating in all these things makes fear grow.
Right.
The same way that faith grows by hearing.
Sure.
So like you said, what are we choosing to listen to?
So I'm going to flip this scripture for a second, just for fun, okay? See, in Romans 10:17, it says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So let's plug fear into this scripture. Fear comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the world.
That's right.
You see it?
That is right.
So, you know, if you're running the news at your house 24/7, you are putting yourself under the word of the world.
Yeah, and you're feeding.
You're feeding fear. You're, you know, if you're watching horror movies,
you're feeding
fear. If you're watching, you know, I mean, I've even seen people struggle from watching like Solve the Murder shows because now you're still identifying with and watching people unravel this whole idea of how somebody was killed or somebody was abducted. And you know, I think we have to be really careful about what we are hearing, because fear comes by hearing the words of the devil.
That's right.
I'm just going to say it. Is that okay? Can I just say that?
Go straight to the point.
Mama said it's the words of the devil. No.
But you know what? It is impossible to please God without fear. And it is
without faith.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It is impossible to please God without faith.
Yeah.
And it is impossible to please Satan without fear. It's amazing how if you look at faith and fear, they go parallel.
That's so true.
You know? But
you can't have one or you can have one or the other, but you can't have them both at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's really good.
Exactly. And is what are we choosing to? The bottom line is, what are we choosing to concentrate on? What are we choosing to listen to? As you said, you know, when we watch horror movies and we're watching things that are all with death, we're opening the door to the devil.
For sure.
Like when we worship and we watch faith movies and all that, we're opening the door for angelic activation and for the Lord to walk in.
So good.
Again, parallel. One is good, one is bad. It's our choice.
I say this all the time, but the only power of the false is its ability to hide the truth. Okay? Mm-hmm. The only power of the false, the only power that fear has is its ability to hide the truth from you. And the greatest fear that Satan can inflict on a Christian, listen to me, everybody, is the fear that God will not do what he said he would do in his word, that it won't happen. And that's when fear has taken you over. When you are no longer trusting God, but you are actually trusting in what everybody else is saying and what everybody else is doing, and your faith has literally been extinguished.
Yes.
Because of fear.
You know what? I was just thinking. Faith starts with a little seed that you start putting in there. And you start speaking the word and decreeing the word, and it starts to grow. That's how faith starts. A seed of doubt, it starts in the negative.
Yeah.
So let's plant a seed of faith.
Sure.
Let's water it. Let's fertilize it. Let's watch it grow and take that seed of doubt and rip it from the root and throw it out in the garbage. Let's transform. Let's renew our mind with the word of God.
Yes.
In a daily basis. And put worship music on instead of the news. Start not only listening to it, but start activating it by worshiping yourself and destroying that fear with worship and praise and in the presence of the Lord and hanging along with people that want to talk about the Lord and what the Lord has promised and how he has our backs instead of people that go into the negative.
Sure.
It's simple things that we can do to totally transform our lives.
You know, I actually was adopted when I was a kid, and I I always felt loved and everything in my life, and I didn't feel like my adopted parents didn't want me or anything like that, but there was always this root inside me, this fear of rejection mm-hmm. in my life, okay? And, you know, something inside me always says, why did my parents want me? And Satan used this question in my life to build inside of me a spirit of rejection. And that spirit of rejection caused me to do things in my life when I was younger to try to get attention. I would misbehave. I would do crazy antics to get people to like me. I would say just crazy things. And, you know, I'd had this, it was literally like an almost uncontrollable desire to want everybody to like me because I had this fear that everybody was going to reject me. And it was rooted, God showed me this, that it was a root of a rejection from being adopted, even though I had great parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everything was good in that way.
But you always wonder, why did my parents didn't want me?
I mean, I would get crazy, Martita. I would race cars as a teenager. I would drink excessively. I did drugs until I would pass out. All to impress people so that they would like me because of this spirit of fear of rejection that came in me. I would just do some of the stupidest things. And all of this was rooted in that fear of rejection. And what is fear causing you to do? What kind of destructive behavior is rooted into your life because of fear? Or, you know, I'm like, man, how did I become a drug addict? How did I become so crazy and radical? It was all because of fear.
That's right.
In my life.
So as you're talking about fear, that brings the door to, you might not have the fear of rejection that Kevin experienced.
Right.
But maybe you're afraid of water because you almost drowned. Or maybe you fear every dog that you see because you got bit.
Right.
Or maybe you fear a certain ethnicity because you got robbed or beat up by somebody, and now you judge everybody that way. So you see how fear can blind us into the truth. Like, not every dog is bad.
No.
Water is not bad. And not everybody is bad if they're from this country or this town or different color, whatever it is. We can't judge everybody because we had a bad experience. But that bad experience caused trauma, which opened the door to fear. We took a hold of it, and now we're in bondage.
Sure.
So let's break the bondage. Like I said before, simple. Go into repent, forgive yourself. Forgive the other person so you can be free. If it's trauma, then say, Lord, heal my trauma. I need you to heal that and show me the truth so I can be free of this fear of everything, because it's holding you back from being free and being able to fulfill your purpose and live in joy,
right,
and peace. So what we're bringing is something that you can sit down and say, Lord, is there something that is attached to me because of something that opened the door here, and be able to show me, Lord, so I can be free of it.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit will guide you, and he will help you be set free.
That's so good. So let's ask an important question then to everybody who's listening, all of you who are out there today. What is motivating us to do what we do in our life? Why are you the way you are? What yes. fear are you operating under in your life? Because we're all doing things in our life driven by fear in one way or another, and it goes way deeper than you realize. You know, our motivations have to be renewed to the Word of God, and we can't let the enemy keep motivating us with his fear, with this tool that he's using against us. Look at this story in Job. I know we've got just a few minutes left, but I want to share this story in Job. So chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, it says this, and his sons would go and feast in their houses each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them. He would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Or, you know, maybe that he did this regularly because he was afraid that his kids might do something. You see the fear?
Yes.
So Job's sitting there. He's thinking, my kids might have done some sort of a sin. So he would sacrifice for them. And in his life, and that motivation was fear. And out of that fear, he wasn't operating in faith. He wasn't, I have to trust God with my kids.
Yes.
You have to trust God with your
Definitely.
Kids. You know, we can't sit here and just think everything. We have to try to fix every little thing in their life. Fear is going to grip us. And when you invite that, it brings you to Job 3:25. It says, for the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me.
You know, when I remember when my kids were teenagers, and some of them, well, they decided to go a different direction that they were brought up. And I remember one of them got into drugs, and I could not go to sleep until I heard the key in the doorknob. I actually will hear the key in the doorknob from my room. That's impossible, but right. I could hear it. The moment I heard that key, I was able to go to sleep. And it got to the point that certain things happened that I remember the day I went outside and I poured my heart out and I said, Lord, you gave me these children to raise, to love, and to teach them about you. I did the best that I could. I fell short in many ways, but they're yours. The moment they walk out of that door, I am not going to worry about it anymore. You're in charge.
So good.
I give them to you. From now on, I am free of this fear that I have that is consuming me. That night was the first night I slept all night through.
Yeah, it's crazy because fear opens the door.
Yes.
It really does. It opens the door. And as believers, we cannot tolerate fear, even a little bit.
That's right.
We're going to have to take control of it because that fear that is tolerated will begin to contaminate, like I said earlier, your faith. So are you allowing yourself to put up with fear in your life? That's the question of the day. It's like saying, is a little adultery okay?
Oh my gosh, you're all right.
Is a little murder okay? Can I get away with just a little? Well, I think we got to put fear in that kind of a category.
That's right.
Because it will change the whole directive of your life.
That's right.
So guys, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk just a little bit more about it.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. We've been talking today about overcoming fear in life. It's with everything that's going on, Martita, and
fear is rampant.
The day and age we're living, people are getting more and more afraid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're dealing with fear, get over to the church. Let us encourage you. Let us show you how to walk in faith. Come on over to Lighthouse. We're at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Come on, get over here. Let us lift you up if you're really struggling with fear. So, Martita, let's finish out the program and just give them something powerful to walk away with today.
So let's start with 1 Peter 5:7. This is Amplified. Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns.
All your fear.
All your fear, once and for all, on Him, on God, for He cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. So I'm encouraging you to choose to do so, because in James 4:17 says, anyone who knows the right thing to do, yet fails to do it, is guilty of sin. And this is a choice we need to make. We need to choose to trust the Lord with all our mind, all our heart, all our strength. First, and not go into fear. And remember, for God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind.
So good.
Attach yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. Consume His word. Worship Him. Hang around with people that are going to encourage you and lift you up. And stop going into the fear by listening to all this garbage that's going out there with people that are constantly just talking fear and anxiety and problems. Choose wisely. It will transform your life.
Yeah, absolutely. So guys, as we close out the program, we hope that the practical application of what we're sharing with you today is to be courageous.
Yes.
Don't be in fear. Don't allow the enemy to take you for a ride on the roller coaster of fear in your life. Find what you need to stand on in the Word of God and make that truth become everything that you need in your life. You've got to be able to walk totally free from fear in your life. So, as always, I think the greatest scripture we could end on would be what we even shared in a previous program was Joshua 1:9.
Yes.
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God is with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you.
And I'm going to add to that, because if we go to 7 and 8, then Moses called for Joshua as Israel watched. He said to him, be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people into the land that the Lord swore to the ancestors. You are the one that will divide things, but you need to trust in the Lord. You need to get in the Word. Don't leave the Word out of it. That is your strength. That is the truth. That
is
life.
Open your Bibles. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.